Pablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. We're back. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, we've got some sunshine here, 65 degrees. Thursday Talk Around begins now with this lady, Jana Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We're talking Wahpeton history and show and tell time here this morning.
It is, yes. Okay. I wanted to bring in this object before it found its way to the museum.
Now, it looks like, okay, I'm going to try to paint a picture here. It's got a pole. It looks like a plunger, okay, but it can't be because it's metal on the bottom. It looks right. Like a metal plunger.
It does,
is what
indeed.
It looks like, but
yes.
That's not what it is.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So today we're talking laundry.
Okay.
So in the old days, you know, you saw those Westerns where they were beating their clothes against the rock,
yeah.
You know, to clean their clothing and at least smell a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But probably, you know, if you look back at the things that people did in the old days around here, laundry was one of them that was so labor intensive. And it took all day.
I suppose, when you think about it,
yeah.
How they had to do it.
Yeah, for sure. So what I brought in today is called a hand vacuum washer.
A hand vacuum washer.
And it works like a plunger.
Okay.
So you fill your tub or barrel, whatever you have, with hot water that was heated on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the clothes in, and that becomes your... Not an agitator, but a plunger that you lift up and down and get the clothes to circulate.
Kind of like a butter churn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the water then and the soap would come up out those little fins on top and then, you know, circulate back and around.
Sure.
So then you'd wash the clothes with that and maybe a washboard.
Okay.
And then you would pick them out with a fork. With a big, heavy fork. Looks like a fork anyway. So you take them out of there, and then you put them in the rinse water, which is clear water, of course, and then you use that same plunger and to, you know, so you kind of get rinse them out a little bit. And
please tell me you're not using this at home to do your laundry.
No, but I did visit with Virginia from the bag farm, and mm-hmm. she said, and I said, imagine doing all of that laundry for the bag farm. You know,
whoa,
all
yeah.
of those workers and the even the bag family.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, they have a whole building out there with different kinds of washing things.
Well, just the bedding alone. Think about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's a chore even with a wash machine
right,
sometimes.
Right.
Where did you get this?
From my neighbor.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I
said, hey, here's some history for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yeah. You know, wherever you can find it. It's so, yeah, we would. And then just think, then after you did the laundry, you'd have to wring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, sometimes you didn't have that wringer that you could put the clothes through it, you know, that would clamp to something. And then you'd wring out the clothes maybe by hand. And then you hang them up. If you wanted to iron something, you put a flat iron on the stove and heated it up. I mean, I can understand why laundry day would be a tough day.
When did mangles come along?
Oh, manglers, they were out there.
They were out there early. I know, yeah, I know that yeah. goes back. My
it
mom
does.
Had a mangle. I remember
okay.
her mangling in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a roller system. Then you can do like sheets and wide things that all at one, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was a roller system. So anyway, in 1883, we had a laundry service, and it was located across from St. John's Church.
Okay.
And so they would pick up your laundry, and they would even deliver it. They would do family laundry. I have a picture for you here of the Posser. It's called P-O-S-S-E-R.
Okay.
And that's the name of it, but it looks like a plunger to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It does. It looks like a metal plunger.
Yeah.
And that's how people used to do their laundry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then if you had a chance, you got to move up in the world a little bit. And so this is one that's at the museum downstairs, and it has a roller system for wringing it out. Now, that roller is anchored to a board, which is on the back of the barrel. And so there's nothing automatic about that.
This looks very primitive.
Yeah, I think it probably was.
Boy, this would take a while to get, you know, yep. large loads of laundry done.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, and this is at the museum.
It
People
is
can
at the
stop
museum.
Over. Is
yep.
that where this thing and this
That's going to go there.
That's going to go there.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has the fork part, too. So
okay.
Both of them will be there. So it took a long time for laundry to get to be an easier task. And this one is from 1902. And it is the
best washer made.
Yes.
Sale by W.W. Jameson, Wapton, North Dakota.
Yeah.
The Syracuse Easy Washer.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Does that look easy?
That does not look easy.
No,
but I bet back then it was.
Well, right.
It probably was state of the art.
It was kind of like the beginning of the agitator.
Mm-hmm.
So you would move that handle around the tub, and so it would move the clothes clockwise, counterclockwise, whatever. Better than the plunger.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That up and down motion, and it's the best one made in 1902.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's a good thing we didn't stay with that in 1902. We moved up a little bit in 1905.
Okay.
This one is the 1900 washer.
1900 washer.
Yes. It's full. A ball bearing movement, and it says it's automatic. The part that that really throws me for a loop is it says that it is the easiest one to use because the washing is done while the operator sits by its side.
I said that's why I'm chuckling. It's like washing is done, the operator sits by its side, revolving the tub by the handle.
Right, so the handle now is on the tub and the ball bearing underneath, and so you just have to sit there and move the clothes around.
Crying out loud, what a workout you must get.
Yeah, but she looks pleasant,
mm-hmm.
You know, like she's kind of liking the job.
The drying looks very pleasant.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, yeah. And you probably used a lot less soap, and it was probably easier on the fabric. But again, just think if you were doing that for a large number of people or if you had a service, a laundry service.
Yeah.
Oh. They must have had a large staff or they worked 24/7.
No wonder all those old pictures you see, they were all scowling. It's probably from doing laundry.
I would say.
Holy smokes.
I know.
All right.
I know. Well, here we go, 1909. The same store, hardware furniture store. Now they have a new one. And this one is the Wonder Washer. So we have a tub, and now the rollers are actually part of the tub.
So you don't have to rinse them out by hand. You can do, yeah.
So you can leave the articles in the tub and then put them through the roller and crank them around.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, that's kind of cool. But, you know, it took quite a long time for us to get an electric wringer, you know, so that you could actually plug it in or whatever. And so that the wringer part.
And would just go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that took till like 1912, you know. And of course, it depended if you had electricity or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you lived on the East Coast, you probably, you know, didn't have to handle all this stuff and you could get an actual washing machine.
Now, can you picture our forefathers just cranking on this wash machine going, there's got to be a better way?
Yeah, no.
You know, that's probably why it changed the way it did.
Yeah, well, Little House in the Prairie, mm-hmm. You know, you can see them out there hanging clothes on the line.
Sure.
And then in the wintertime, drying them in the cold wind and snow and stiff clothes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I did find that the first person who came up with the idea of a roller was a black woman on the East Coast.
Okay.
And she was a housekeeper. And this was in 1888, I believe. And she sold her patent sometime later for $18 because of her race.
Mm-hmm.
She thought, well, no one's going to buy this.
Right.
So, anyway.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is some great history.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that we probably always did laundry that way.
So this woman just said, yeah, there's an easier way to do this.
Yeah.
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 Now, the washing company here in town, you said it was across from St. John's?
Yes.
Is that kind of where the Buell's location is still?
Yes.
Okay.
Like where Subway is now?
Sure.
Yeah,
so that tradition just kind of carried on down there at the corner.
Right. But they offered what was called steam laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, the laundry wasn't steamed or anything. It's just they hooked a motor onto their roller thing so that it could make a little motor run.
Right.
And that was way easier.
Unbelievable.
I know.
I could talk about this all day, Janet. We're unfortunately out of time. But, yeah, we're talking washing
Yes.
throughout history and laundry.
Yep. The history of laundry.
The history of laundry. great having you in here.
Good to be here.
You're going to be here next week?
I will be.
Okay, what is our topic going to be, or are you still digging around?
You know, I started out with one, and then I you know, kind of branched out a little bit, so okay. I'm not really sure what side of that topic I'm going
to
take.
All right. Looking forward to it, nevertheless. Thank you for bringing this metal plunger, too.
Yeah.
By the way, this is awesome as it's going over to the museum.
Yes.
We're talking Wahpeton history every Thursday at 8:10 with Jana Gagelin here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota. West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Want to lower your energy bills and stay comfortable all winter? Otter Tail Power Company's controlled rate programs are here to help. It's simple. Whether you're using our dual fuel, deferred load, or residential demand control rate, we'll manage your heating to maximize your savings. The best part is you won't even notice. You'll stay cozy while enjoying our lowest rates. That's comfort and savings. Visit otpco.com.